Everyone, welcome to Beacons of Balance. I'm Arlene, this is Linda, and we're so happy and grateful that you're joining us today. And for those that it's your first time, well, we're called Beacons of Balance, and it's all about living in this chaotic world of ours and trying to make sense of it and balancing it out, because we have our shadow side, our dark side, we have our light side, and it's about balancing that, and it's about our choices. So what we do is each month so far, we've been coming up with themes for the month, and each week we'll talk about a different aspect of that theme. And this month, since it's the month, my favorite month of love, we're going to continue on about relationships. We started with family, then we went to friendships, and now we're talking about acquaintances. So an acquaintance is somebody you recognize by sight, all right? So it could be somebody that you know from like a business associate or something, even from a grocery store or whatever. But it's not anybody that you know intimately, that you're, you know, bosom buddies or close friendships. Somebody you know casually with limited interactions and shared experiences. This relationship is often superficial and lacks emotional intimacy. And evidence shows that regular contact with acquaintances helps to promote mental well-being. That's interesting.
That's fair.
Yeah. Difference between an acquaintance and a friend is the lack of emotional connection presence.
So do you have just a load of acquaintances?
Who, me?
Yeah.
You know what? Remember that old saying years ago, friend of the friendless? I think it's the way I grew up because, well, I think I told you when I came in, when I was born, I was checking out. I almost died. I was on death's doorstep. So my mother got really freaked out and wouldn't let me go out almost to breathe the air. So she kept me in. Almost remember that movie, The Bubble Boy, The Bubble?
Yeah.
I was kind of like the bubble girl. I couldn't go out and didn't have kids to play with. I never roller skated. I never ice skated. I didn't ride a bike. I mean, it wasn't until I was like maybe 7 years old that I rode a bike. It was very weird. I mean, I would see my cousins. That was the only friends that I kind of had. And my sister was almost 7 years older than me. So she didn't want me. I was a pain in her butt. She didn't want to be bothered.
Yeah.
So I think I craved people. And I think that's why friends to me are very valuable. I look at it that way, you know. Right. So we'll go on further, Bob. You want to read the second one?
Acquaintances help a person to learn to adapt to different personalities, social situations.
That's enhancing.
I can't read it yet. Adaptability skills.
Yeah. Why are acquaintances needed? Yeah.
A sense of belonging, provide bursts of positive energy, motivate us to engage in activities
expose us to
new information opportunities. So that can even be being in a school, working where you work, you have a lot of acquaintances.
Yeah, acquaintances are good. I mean, and I think what happens is a lot of times, you know, acquaintances could cultivate into a friendship. So going back to where you said,
Right. Well, and also you worked at that angel shop, so you met
a lot.
A lot of it was superficial. It wasn't, you know, these were acquaintances.
I remember, this is funny, and it formed into a friendship, although we haven't seen each other. I went to Mexico to see friends that were living out there. This was, God, I think it's going to be 3 years now, maybe. On the flight back from Mexico to New York, I always get aisle seat. So there was a woman sitting next to me and then a guy, and the snacks came around. I didn't have. So I said to her, oh, here, you could give this to your husband. We should never assume. I always, you know, man, I'm learning that. I still learn that. She goes, oh no, that's not my husband. And I said, oh, okay. It wasn't even her boy. You know, she was just sitting. She just happened to be sitting in the middle seat. Of course, you know, I laugh. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm an idiot. You know, da-da. And then we started conversing. Well, we talked the whole way from Mexico to New York. I don't know how long the flight was. Do you know we're still friends?
Isn't that something?
We exchanged phone numbers, and her name is Linda also. I have another Linda. I have a lot of Lindas in my life.
Right, right.
But we still talk, and we haven't gotten together since then.
That's like my Sedona, my events I have. I've met some fantastic people they're married couples, and I'm like an acquaintance, but it's good to know them.
I always feel it's good to know people that are living in other areas too, because if you travel, you get to stop, you see them or whatever, you know?
Right.
Do you find it easier to, because you're an engaging individual.
Yeah, and my gift is being able to look like I'm involved and I care, but I'm not thinking anything. Just blank face, yeah. But what did that person just say to you? I don't know. I just No. I like people's stories. I like to hear people's stories. Everybody has such cool stories, especially in the realm of what I deal with the connected to universal consciousness. I love to hear people's stories of how they were introduced.
Well, it's funny with having my store. I bump into people now, and I've always been horrible with the names. You could
Me
tell me a
too.
name, and I 1 minute later, it's gone.
I didn't even learn your name till last week. I'm not the face I'll remember, it's the name I forget.
I always remember in person, don't change like around their eyes. I can remember that. But you know what the funny thing is? I can remember the stories.
Yeah.
I'll bump into somebody and they say, oh, and you were here at this time and this happened. And they look at me, they're like,
You remember that?
I remember what was around them, what happened. But I
That's
can't
amazing.
remember a name. I remember one time, this was with my ex. We were at a Home Depot and we went off our separate ways. So I bump into a cousin, it's a cousin's kid. You know what I mean? We were like probably fourth cousins. So it was him, his wife, and his daughter. I'm talking to him. I'm not addressing them by their name because they saw me, so we knew who we were. Hi, how you doing? How's this? And I knew his mother. How's Nancy? She's my cousin. And I couldn't remember his name or the wife, nor the wife, nor the daughter. My ex, now ex, came up behind me. So this is what I did. I saw him because when somebody comes up, you go, oh, hi, this is my husband, because they didn't know my husband, So I did this. I turned my back. I kept turning my back, so he was behind. I ignored. They kind of looked funny at first, But then we finished our conversation. He was so mad. He goes, "Why didn't you?" I
Did
go,
you tell
"I
him
didn't."
you couldn't?
He said, "I didn't know their name. What was I gonna say? Oh, this is, and what's your name, by the way? I forgot it." I mean,
I'll
that was.
just say it. I'll say, I'm so sorry. I'm great with faces, but I forget names. Or I've let people that I'm standing with enter, hi, I'm Margaret. Hi, I'm, and then they'll say, hi, I'm supposed to, yeah.
Yeah, I did prayers, the prayers. Well, I did prayers, but then when I would have each week, I had a angel circle. So we all, it was a round circle. And then at the end, we'd do healing. I'd have the whole room. So I used to lie, have a chair, and then a person would go on the chair, and we send energy to them, the whole room, the whole circle. And so I would name them by name because I had this prayer I would say. And then it got to be so many people, I put like three chairs across, And I would name them by name, and I forgot their names. I had to, oh, it was awful. I had it in my head. I would have to go, okay, this is so and so. This is so. Is this Mary? This is,
Wow, at least you were able to recall.
Well, or sometimes I didn't. I'd say I looked like a fool because they already thought, here you are, an acquaintance, a better acquaintance. I come every week to see you, and you can't remember my name. So that's pretty sad, but it happens. So, do you have a lot of acquaintances?
Oh God, yes, girl. I got 60, nearly 67 YouTube subscribers.
Yeah, but you don't know all of them, right? Come
Oh
on.
God, no.
Yeah, but I'm talking about just, that's what one thing, because we moved here to this house, it's going on 3 years. And where I lived before, we were on a main state highway road. The house was on main, so cars, da da da. But I knew my neighbors, and we moved here, and this is a cul-de-sac. And I thought,
Wow.
oh wow, so there's only so many houses, right? I
Yeah,
swear to God,
yeah.
it's like Stepford Wives. Everybody keeps to themselves. Nobody. I mean, there's people, I don't know who they are. I never met them.
It's not like it used to be back when I was younger. People, neighbors tend to be on their own.
It's like, I don't like that because in case of emergency or something,
Right.
I mean, I was always there for my neighbors and they were there for me if something happened. My old house that I had when my kids were young, this was really, I was on my second marriage in that house, but I was down in the basement. I had exercise equipment, my bike and a rowing machine. So I would go down there in the morning before I went to work and got cleaned up. And my, now ex, he went to work. He came down, said goodbye, and he left. And I came, so it was a basement. He came up the stairs, and then there was a door that went into the kitchen, right, into the house. And then there was a, thank, it was a, another door. It wasn't a hatchway to get into the basement. So there was an actual, another outside door to go into the basement part. So I come up after exercising. I was in my pajamas, okay? He locked me out of the house. He left for work, and I was locked out. So now I'm like, oh, my God, what am I? This is before cell phones or anything. So I had no, I had nothing. And I'm in my pajamas, and I'm going, oh, my God. I'm like, I'm going to be stuck here. I have to leave, you know? Oh, dear God. So I got out of the house. And everybody, you know, it was a younger neighborhood. People were working, but I went down a few houses.
Were you barefoot?
No, I think I had shoes on or something because I was exercising. So I went down a few houses, and you know, I knew there was this couple that was older. So he was, I guess, retired. The guy answered the door, and here I am standing in my pajamas, no makeup, like man. And I was, I said, "Oh my God!" I said, "I'm sorry, I got locked out of the house." And he was laughing.
He was
laughing. Can you please take me? I had him drive me to my son's high school. And I went, now the guy didn't go in. I went in to the lobby.
In your pajamas?
In my pajamas. Talk about being embarrassed. But what the hell? What are you going to do? So I went in. And thank God they got my son out of class and gave me the key. But I just thought about that the other day.
But they were probably all giggling and laughing with you.
They're probably saying, boy, this poor kid, we feel sorry for him. His mother's a real crackpot.
Right. And then the guy drove you back and you were good. And then you'd give your husband a what for when he got home?
Yeah, but they're, you know, at that point, they're like, ha, 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 ha. That's when you kind of like have a key to, I don't even know if we could have a key open up that door. It was old. But so anyway, so that's, you know, so we went over all the different types of relationships, being family, friends, and acquaintances. And the last one we have left is our romantic, which that episode is going to air next week, which will be the 28th. And we're excited about it because there's a guest speaker coming on, and her name is Dr. Terry Orbuch. She's written a few books, and she's been out there. She's been on TV and everything. She's pretty... She's from, I think, the Michigan area, that area. But I'm excited to have her on. And she's going to be talking about, well, the topic will be romantic love. And I have to discuss with her what we're going to talk about. But if you viewers want to write in questions to, you know, I could pose them to her, we'll pose them to her. Leave it in the comment section. We do have a website, you know, Beacons of Balance. Or even, I don't know, Linda, you don't want interfered with your channel because you get enough.
No, because I'll never read it.
Yeah, you'll never see them. Okay, so the last episode, like I said, is on February 28th, which is next week. We have the guest speaker, so please tune in. It's going to be fun. The topic that's remaining is romantic relationships. And these are things to think about, to contemplate, it, to maybe percolate, asking a question to send in. It said, you can work through anything as long as you are not destroying yourself or each other. That means emotionally, physically, financially, or spiritually. You know, there is an art to, because let's face it, anytime you're in a relationship, there's an art to arguing and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of times I've been there, especially like you say, the old days, you know, I could slice dice, especially my male relationship. You know, I'd be like up one side, down the other, and in between, and back and forth. And that's horrible because that rips a person.
I know. I would go for the soul, the heart.
Yeah.
It's totally inappropriate. Yeah.
Tears you apart. Never shame or mock each other for things you do that make you happy. You know, don't make fun of another person because it may be nothing that interests you, but you know, it's their thing, you know. Yeah. This is a good one. Write down why you fell in love with the person and read it every year or on your anniversary or more often. I know it's going to sound hokey, but we renew our vows every year, my husband and I. We wrote down, I mean, we have what we wrote down to each other, you know, and oh my God, he really writes beautiful things, and it was beautiful. Write love letters to each other often, put each other first. Grow together, make daily tasks fun, appreciate the other, trust love, be proud of the person, have nothing to hide, pamper and adore each other, Disagree with respect of each other's feelings. Be open to change and accepting differences. And remember to play and laugh.
That's
important. Remember to play. I think that's important for all of us to
remember. I always tell couples I read, you guys have date night. You always make sure you have a date night.
Yeah, if you want to really keep a relationship, you know, going. And sometimes you have to know when to walk
away. Because men won't speak up if they're feeling like left out, especially if children are involved.
Yeah. Yeah. And it does evolve in relationships. Like you said, it goes through different levels, especially, you know, the empty nest syndromes when kids go off to college or they get married or whatever. And then you're, you know, just there or an illness takes place.
Yes.
So many different things that happen. Right.
Right. Right.
So anyway, so that's exciting.
And awesome, girlfriend.
We're so happy you guys tuned in and you're here with us. And as always, Linda,
be the change you want to see.
That's right. Be the change. Whatever you want, manifest it. And from our hearts to yours in total love, peace, balance. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you, Linda.
Love you all.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Bye.